So let me ask you, celebrities being political figures, is that a thing in Canada much, or doesn't seem to happen much?
No, it does. If it does, I don't know many people that have, but yeah. But in the States, it's like throw your hat in to the ring.
It's actually refreshing. I don't know. I understand why celebrities try to do the political thing because, you know, in politics, at least in the U.S., it's a function of visibility and cash, right? Like, if you're very, very visible and have a lot of money, you could actually get a lot of support.
Social media thing is huge.
Yeah. And it actually was way before. So, I mean, remember Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan was an actor. He was an okay actor. And he got into politics. And he, you know, with the Screen Actors Guild, he's a Republican.
Yeah.
And then he was, you know, the governor of California. And they said, you know what? He had the gift of the gab. He had the right wife. And boom, became the president. And he was very good publicly, too. I mean, you know, I don't know about his policies because I haven't really studied his administration.
Take down that wall.
But, you know, yeah, he was, you know, anytime he was caught in a corner,
yeah,
he was always good with a comeback and always good diplomatically when you heard him speak.
And it just looks good on camera, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See, part of the reason why Bernie didn't, like, well, he did well, but why things, like, the camera, everyone says, he's terrible on camera, he's all disheveled and whatever, whatever. It's a shame that plays a part into it. A, you'll appreciate this one, Miles. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes.
The wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah. Became a, what do you call it, in Minnesota.
He became a senator.
Senator, right?
Yeah.
You know Kane? The Kane that wears the red mask?
Yes, yes.
The Undertaker's half-brother. He is the mayor of, I'm going to find this, I think it's like Knoxville or somewhere. Yeah, he's the mayor.
Really?
Yeah, like the official mayor. Yeah, Knox County mayor.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And there's been like athletes who've become congressmen, congresswomen.
Well, like I said, it's a pretty quick path to success because they have huge visibility.
Yes.
And big pockets. And when you need more money, they can get it pretty easily. That's why some people are actually worried about the Kanye West candidacy because he's very, very visible. And he's got a lot of money.
A lot of followers.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I'm not saying that it'll win, but
he could grab a big portion of a vote that the Democrats need. You know what I'm saying?
Or would it be the Republican votes? I don't know.
Because, well, he's good friends with Trump.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
I think he's going to run as a Republican or you know, independent. But anyway, that's scary in itself because it's divisive. And, you know, anyway, he's kind of designed for the gap for the next 10 years. Come on, you got other stuff to do.
He wants more work.
Yeah.
Well, let's play imagination for a little bit.
Sure.
If you're not happy with the Kanye West potential candidacy, does anybody know of any celebrity that they think would make a good American president and maybe even put a vice president next to them? Now, someone put Trevor Noah in the hat, and he's a very, very smart dude. Trevor Noah, very smart, very thought out, but he's not American-born. I think he's a citizen now, maybe, but he's not born in America, and you can't.
Yeah, you have to be born in America.
You have to be born, natural-born citizen.
Now, remember, this person or these people have to get along really well with our Prime Minister Trudeau.